Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. Welcome back, James.
Hi Lulu, I'm glad to be here.
So I thought before we get on with today's topic, let me ask you something. It has been some time since the last time you went backto the States, right?
I guess it has. Yeah, it's been quite a while.
And is there anything that you really miss?
Yeah, but one thing I really, really miss, something you can't get here.
Okay.
Are diners.
Diners? Like restaurants?
Yeah, a type of restaurant which is pretty unique to America, and China has nothing close to it.
Okay, so let's talk about diners. After all,This is something you see that's part of American culture. You do see in TV shows, movies, a lot.
They're everywhere. They are a big part of just American dining, restaurants. Just, you can't really go to a restaurant without ever going to a diner.
So what are diners? Actually, if you go online and check diner and check the translation, nothing really fits the translation. I think partially it's because...Like you said, we don't really have the equivalent. 中国文化里是没有这个完全能对应 diner 的这种 restaurant. So what are diners?
Well, very simply, there are very casual sit-down restaurants that serve classic American cuisine.
So just American restaurant?
Yeah, but they're not the same as fast food or things, because these are...sit-down restaurants, meaning there are waiters, you sit down at tables, you order from a menu, food is delivered to you.
Okay, so let's talk about diners. Let's get into the details about diners so maybe our listeners can get to see the specific part of the culture.
Right, so one thing I want to tell everyone is...A lot of Chinese people I know who have went to America have always said, it's like, man, eating in restaurants is really expensive in America.
Oh, because you have very, like we talked about before, you have a high percentage of tip, like 15, 20%.
Yeah, and also just higher cost of food and all that stuff.
Mm.
Now, diners are quite reasonably priced.
Can you give us an idea?
Like- sure. So, like, a few years ago, I was in New York City, just...for a vacation, and in the morning, we went to diners to have breakfast. And in New York City, Manhattan, you were able to get a breakfast with coffee for $5.
Wow. I thought even the food trucks are much more expensive than that.
And the breakfast was two eggs, potatoes, sausage, and toast.
Yeah, that sounds really inexpensive, really cheap.
Yeah, it was and a pretty good-sized breakfast.
And...You mentioned that's a diner in New York, in Manhattan, out of all those places. Does that mean that you do see diners in big cities?
Right. Diners are everywhere. You'll find them in the biggest city, like New York, all the way to the smallest town in rural Alabama. They are everywhere.
And are they like your regular restaurant, so they open for...breakfast or lunch or dinner, they close in between.
So diners are open all day, so they don't take breaks between meals like some nicer restaurants do.
Ah, so like an all-day restaurant.
Yeah, they're all day. Some are 24 hours, but if they're not, they definitely open early in the morning because a big thing people go to diners for probably the most is breakfast. And a lot of diners will serve breakfast foods.All day long.
So is it one of those, because based on all these TV shows I've been watching, it's a bit like middle of the night. If you want to actually go grab a bite to eat, your chances are probably diners.
Yeah, diners are going to be one of your best choices to get any decent cooked food.
What kind of people go to diners? Do you like actually go on your own?Or, like, do you go with a friend or with colleagues or with family?
If you ever watch a lot of TV or movies, you'll see all kinds of things. Like, some people go there by themselves, like, as a routine. Some people go there with their kids. Some will go just as friends. And it's all of that. Diners are friendly to everyone, family, individuals, couples. They're just what we'd consider a very family-friendly place.
Actually, coming back to diners themselves, I was going to ask that, are they more like fast food? Do they have lots of chain diners? Or is it all like individual, named after person? For example, like Peter's or like Tom's Diner, that sort of thing.
To be fair, most diners probably are a chain, because there are some fairly big chains you'll find all over the country.
Denny's?
Denny's is probably the biggest one. If any people in our audience ever flew to America and left the airport, they'd probably find a Denny's outside the airport.
And IHOP?
IHOP's another big one. International House of Pancakes.
This is what I don't get. They don't just serve pancakes, but they call themselves House of Pancakes.
Oh, yeah, you go there to eat pancakes. And then we have Waffle House,
which doesn't just sell waffles.
Yeah, but that's what everyone seemed to order there. Now, Waffle House is mostly just in the South. I've never actually been to one because there are none in my part of the country. But they're very well known in the South.
To be honest, when I was checking online about diners, like the Chinese articles about diners, because I wanted to find a good translation for it. And someone said in a really funny way that diners are just... 那篇文章说 diners 就是美国大众的黄焖鸡米饭和沙县小吃。Do you get that joke?
I do get that joke.
Would you say that's somewhat similar?
That's not too far off, I would say. Not at all.
So those would be like your Waffle House. I mean, 黄焖鸡米饭, they don't just sell one thing. They also sell a bit of other things.
Yeah.
It's just really like cheap comfort food, I guess. So what is a diner like? If you go into a diner, what does it look like?
Well, let me try to paint a picture for you. So at a diner, you'd usually walk in the front door, then you'd be greeted by a waiter or waitress taking you to a table. And the tables are always, almost always booths with like the fake leather and like the hard plastic top tables or just really simple metal chairs and tabletops. And there are some dining counters as well where you'll have stools and people sitting on the stools eating at the counter.
You know what? That sounds exactly like Two Broke Girls.
Well, the girls in Two Broke Girls work at a pretty standard diner.
That would be a standard diner.
Yeah, you can think of what that place looks like. That's what a lot of diners look like. Same colors, same lighting, same tables, even the same ketchup bottles and sugar bottles they have on the table. It would look just like that.
It's not like your fanciest establishment. It's just like very everyday. You walk in and you'll be fed.
Yeah, and they're quite noisy too, because there's a lot of, you can hear the sound of the kitchen, you can hear them cook, you can hear all the clanking of the glasses and the plates. So it's not a quiet place. And
because it's pretty much like an open kitchen.
Not exactly, but it's usually like they have the bar where the waitress pours the coffee and drinks and stuff, and then the kitchen's right behind it, and you can usually see through the window. The cooks in the back prepping the eggs and bacon and stuff.
So now let's come to food, since you mentioned bacon.
Bacon.
You don't go to diners to eat healthy food, do you?
Bacon's not healthy?
Well, depending on how you cook it.
So, right. Diners probably are most famous for breakfast foods. Most Americans, if they go to a diner, is in the morning. And diner breakfast food would be things like fried eggs, bacon, sausage, toast, pancakes, waffles, hash browns, which is a type of fried potatoes.
Is that the thing they sell in McDonald's?
Not exactly. What they have in McDonald's is like the hash brown patties, like they put it into a brick and fry it. In America, they shred the potato and they put it right on top of the griddle and fry it that way.
就是那种薯饼，把土豆丝直接上去煎出来的那种。
Yeah, they're actually really similar to, in Shaanxi, there's like a potato cake that they have, a fried potato cake. That's really similar.
Well, I'm sure you can find, food, a lot of countries have similarities. I'm sure you can find that in China.
Yeah, fried potatoes are fried potatoes. And then coffee, lots of coffee.
And for lunch, same sort of thing?
Well, for lunch and dinners are usually the same food. It's generally things like sandwiches, burgers, fried foods like fried chicken, stuff like that.
Can I ask you something? Because something I really miss in living in Beijing now is a sort of like all these breakfast places. You used to be able to just go into any of these street, really, really small street breakfast places.
Oh, so you can get youtiao and tofu now?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
I miss that too.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But you also have, obviously, the very small, like tiny restaurants that you can just go in, have a very quick sit-down breakfast, and then on your way to work. Is that the same idea with diner serving breakfast food? People go there, they order things that really quickly served, and then they have a coffee, have that, and then start their day of work.
Yeah, you got to think about it. It's like, so they might go in, it's like, I'll have 2 eggs, 2 bacons, and toast. And how long does it take to fry an egg? Doesn't take long at all. And in a restaurant, they most likely cook the bacon in an oven. So they half cook it, and then they just finish it on the griddle top. So it cooks really quickly.
I see. What about dessert?
Pie. The thing that diners are probably most famous for would be pies, like apple pie and things like that. And some diners are quite famous for it. And also milkshakes.
Yeah. You remind me of a lot of these. If you think about a lot of TV shows or movies, you constantly hear one of the very frequent lines is like, oh, this is what and what diner. They have like the best apple pie.
That's not too far off.
In the whole state.
Well, some of them do have cakes and other things, but pie is probably the famous thing. You'll find places like, oh, we got this cake today. Some of them have donuts. But pie and milkshakes probably would definitely be the two most common.
One thing, though, what about drinks? Do they serve beer or even wine?
That honestly depends from diner to diner. I've been to many diners in America that serve no alcohol. I've been to some that do have it. Because in general, some of these restaurants, they just don't want to deal with the alcohol license they need to get to sell alcohol.
Oh, of course, because if you want to sell alcohol in the diner, you need an extra license on top of your
restaurant
license.
Yeah, and that requires another fee and more inspections. And if your big business is going to be breakfast, there aren't that many people who want to be ordering a beer with their eggs.
I'd be really worried if diners are filled with drunk people, professional drunks, with their beer and hash browns.
Well, there are some bars that serve breakfast.
Exactly. Okay, so we have touched upon the basics of American diners. In the advanced episode, I thought we can go deeper into it and talking about why are diners still a thing, a cultural symbol in the United States, and also how it compares to other type of eateries.
Sounds good.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
节目的最后再提醒大家，酒馆自己的第11期进阶口语课程很快就要开课了。如果你感兴趣，就抓紧时间联系小助手咨询报名吧。微信号是 LULUXJG3, LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母，最后一个数字3， LULUXJG3。 我们在酒馆等你。